Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. And her preaching today is entitled, About That Sparrow.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. This is part of the instructions that Jesus gives to the disciples before he sends them out. On the face of it, it's very brief, unstructured. These instructions are apparently disorganized, very different from the years of careful preparation that are given to priests today. Well, of course, nobody was filming or recording Jesus, as would certainly happen nowadays. Presumably, either somebody was taking notes, or even more probably, this whole chapter is a reconstruction from memory made after the resurrection. And that would explain the rather disconcerting way that Jesus seems to jump about from one topic to another. Go and proclaim what I tell you. Don't be afraid of physical attacks. What you say about me to other people is crucial for your ultimate destiny. Oh yes, and then there's that bit about the sparrows. I suppose the animal rights activists are scandalized when Jesus says that people are worth much more than sparrows. Well, look, I'm a sucker for animals and for birds and even for worms. If there's a worm in the middle of a road where it's in danger of being run over or stepped on, I pick it up and talk to it and transfer it to the nearest patch of grass. Okay, but people are more important. Even people we don't much like, even people we find deplorable. The Pope came in for a fair amount of criticism recently when he refused to bless a small dog whose owner took it out of a bag, a dog in a bag, and described as her bambino, her little boy, her child, her son. But the Pope wasn't expressing dislike of animals when he refused to bless that dog. He was insisting, as he has done on other occasions, that they mustn't be given more attention than we give to people. We mustn't give them inappropriate attention. They can't take the place of real human sons and daughters. And yes, okay, when I talk to my cat, I say, come to your mum. And I bet a lot of us use this sort of expression when we're talking to our domestic pets. But that is what they are, pets, not offspring, animals. Jesus makes it quite clear God loves all creatures. He knows every time a sparrow falls to the ground, but we, human beings, we silly, irresponsible, thoughtless, sinful, muddle-headed human beings are of more value. And there's a word of warning. Sparrows can't acknowledge God. That's something only human beings of all living creatures are capable of. So, deny him at your own risk, at your peril, says Jesus. Or do what we, as human beings, are immensely privileged to be able to do. Acknowledge him openly before others, regardless of the physical risk, because that, as the saying goes, is the bottom line.